I think there's some biscuit, too, said Two Flower, in a small voice.
But there was gold, and I saw it eat somebody.
Cohen looked imploringly at Rincewind. The wizard sighed. Don't ask me, he said. I don't own the bloody thing.
I bought it in a shop, said Two Flower defensively. I said I wanted a travelling trunk.
Well, that's what you got, all right, said Rincewind.
It's very loyal, said Two Flower.
Yes, agreed Rincewind, if loyalty is what you look for in a suitcase.
Hold on, said Cohen,
who had sagged onto a rock.
Was it one of those shops? I mean, I bet you hadn't noticed it before, and when you go back again it wasn't there.
Two Flower brightened.
That's right. Shopkeeper, a little wizened old guy, shop full of strange stuff.
Exactly. Never could find it again. I thought I must have got the wrong street. Nothing but a brick wall where I thought it was. I remember thinking all the time it was rather...
Cohen shrugged.
One of those shops, he said.
No one knows why, but all the most truly mysterious and magical items are bought from shops that appear, and after a trading life even briefer than a double glazing company, vanish like smoke. There had been various attempts to explain this, all of which don't fully account for the observed facts. These shops turn up anywhere in the universe, and their immediate non-existence in any particular city can normally be deduced from crowds of people wandering the streets clutching defunct magical items, ornate guarantee cards, and looking very suspiciously at brick walls.
That explains it, then.
He felt his back and grimaced.
Bloody horse ran off with me liniment.
Rincewind remembered something and fumbled in the depths of his torn and now very grubby robe. He held up a green bottle.
That's the stuff, said Cohen. You're a marvel.
He looked sideways at Two Flower.
I would have beaten it, he said quietly. Even if you hadn't called it off, I would have beaten it in the end.
That's right, said Bethan.
You two can make yourself useful, he added. That luggage broke through a troll tooth to get us out. That was diamond. See if you can find the bitch. I've had an idea about them.
As Bethan rolled up her sleeves and uncorked the bottle, Rincewind took Two Flower to one side. When they were safely hidden behind a shrub, he said,
He's gone balmy.
That's Cohen the Barbarian you're talking about, said Two Flower, genuinely shocked. He is the greatest warrior that...
Was, said Rincewind urgently.
All that stuff with the warrior priests and man-eating zombies was years ago. All he's got now is memories and so many scars you could play noughts and crosses on him.
He is rather more elderly than I imagined, yes, said Two Flower.
He picked up a fragment of diamond.
So we ought to leave them and find our horses and move on, said Rincewind.
That's a bit of a mean trick, isn't it?
They'll be all right, said Rincewind heartily.
The point is, would you feel happy in the company of someone who would attack the luggage with his bare hands?
That is a point, said Two Flower.
They'll probably be better off without us anyway.
Are you sure?
Positive,
said Rincewind. They found the horses wandering aimlessly in the scrub, breakfasted on badly dried horse jerky, and set off in what Rincewind believed was the right direction. A few minutes later, the luggage emerged from the bushes and followed them. The sun rose higher in the sky, but still failed to blot out the light of the star.
"It's got bigger overnight," said Two Flower. "Why isn't anybody doing something?"
"Such as what?" Two Flower thought. "Couldn't somebody tell Great Artuin to avoid it," he said. "Sort of go around it?"
"That sort of thing has been tried before," said Rincewind. "Wizards tried to tune into Great Artuin's mind."
It didn't work?
Oh, it worked all right, said Rincewind. Only
there had been certain unforeseen risks in reading a mind as great as the world turtles, he explained. The wizards had trained up on tortoises and giant sea turtles first to get the hang of the Chelonian frame of mind, but although they knew that Great Artuin's mind would be big, they hadn't realized that it would be slow.
There's a bunch of wizards that have been reading it in shifts for 30 years, said Rincewind. All they've found out is that Great Artuin is looking forward to something.
What?
Who knows?
They rode in silence for a while through a rough country where huge limestone blocks lined the track. Eventually Two Flower said,
We ought to go back, you know.
Look, we'll reach the Smarl tomorrow, said Rincewind. Nothing will happen to them out here. I don't see why... He was talking to himself. Two Flower had wheeled his horse and was trotting back, demonstrating all the horsemanship of a sack of potatoes. Rincewind looked down.